If we can catch early signs of dyslexia and dysgraphia, we can get children the care they need. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Venu Govindaraju, SUNY Distinguished Professor in the Department of Computer Science and Engineering at the University at Buffalo, looks at how to do so.
Decades ago, my colleagues and I trained AI technologies to read handwriting. This groundbreaking work enabled the U.S. Postal Service and others to automate the sorting of mail, an improvement in speed and quality that saves billions of dollars. Now, instead of names and addresses written on envelopes, my research team is training AI models to recognize early signs of dyslexia and dysgraphia in children's handwriting. These neurodevelopmental disorders negatively affect reading, writing, and even speech. Current screening tools are effective, but can be costly and time-consuming. And with a nationwide shortage of speech-language pathologists, many children are being diagnosed too late, if at all. To address this, our team has developed a screening tool that combines several AI models, summarizes their findings, and provides a comprehensive assessment of each child that is observed. The tool uses machine learning and natural language processing to spot misspellings, grammatical errors, limited vocabulary, and other indicators of dyslexia and dysgraphia. For writing via a tablet, the models can even analyze writing speed, pen movements, and more. We are training these models to complete the dysgraphia and dyslexia behavioral indicator checklist. Now, we will compare their effectiveness to teachers and speech therapists who administer the test. We will also gather insights from these professionals to confirm that the tool is viable in the classroom and elsewhere. Ultimately, the tool will ensure children receive the care they need in a timely manner and thereby positively impacting their long-term learning and socio-emotional development.
You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.